In the Los Angeles Unified School District, the approach to special education is to provide supports and services and then place disabled children with the rest of the students in the regular classroom. In the second part of our series, KPCC's Patricia Nazario goes behind the scenes with a single mother bringing up her three sons. LA Unified covers the cost of their special education needs.
Pam looked up. "Oh, Dad," she said, "please tell me a story."
11-year-old Dylan Harvey reads a story aloud to his speech teacher, Sonia Dunson.
"Very good."
The LA school pathologist works with small groups. Dylan meets with her weekly.
"Because I stutter."
He also has the genetic disorder Noonan syndrome and high-functioning autism.
"Dresser."
Dylan's little brother Dakota takes speech lessons too.
"Icicles."
The pint-sized 9-year-old also has Noonan syndrome and autism and attention deficit disorder.
"Groceries."
Dakota has trouble pronouncing the S sound.
"Ah, but come on, let's get the teeth all the way down."
"Groceries."
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Get him! Stay inside the line.
Special education PE teacher Brian Grenham gets the Harvey boys in his adaptive PE class. Dakota, the third grader, walks on his toes.
Dylan.
And Dylan has asthma. He can't throw a ball very far. His endurance doesn't match that of his fifth grade classmates.
"Sometimes when he goes two laps and then he just... I can see his face get red, and he says, I need to rest."
Grenham relays Dylan's challenges to the boy's mom. With her at the meeting is Dylan's older brother, Daniel. He has cerebral palsy and vocalizes. Also in the room is Dylan's homeroom teacher, Rebecca Smith.
"So now we go on to the goals."
The adults who work with Dylan sit at a long table. They're reviewing his independent education plan. Every special ed student in LA County has one. In mandatory annual meetings, teachers read a printout of the electronic document. It identifies a student's present performance level and sets goals. It also outlines additional services in which the district commits to bridge the gaps between a student's difficulties and his or her education.
Speech and language, occupational therapy, physical therapy, adapted PE. So it's at the district expense to go out then and contract if that's what the student needs.
That's Donalyn Anton. She supervises special education for LA Unified. She says the district has to provide services that comply with the federal Individuals with Disabilities Education Act.
But we don't have a matched funding.
Not enough federal dollars to help meet special education's $1.5 billion budget. So at LA Unified, school administrators subsidize that budget from a $6 billion general fund. The difference amounts to about $600 million a year.
We're fighting to get these services. The problem the district has is that they're trying to squeeze all of these things out of only a certain amount of money.
Lee Englander knows independent education plans and special education law inside and out. Parents pay her to accompany them to those annual review meetings.
For example, if a child has behavioral issues and we feel it's important for that child to be supported with an aide, the district cannot say, "Oh, but that's going to cost us $25,000 a year." They cannot say, "Well, we can't provide it because we don't have the money."
Englander charges by the hour because she can usually get those services and more for her clients.
There are a couple of things on the health report that I think need to be clarified.
The advocate sits next to Dylan Harvey's mom, Kathy, during his review. Kathy Harvey started paying Englander 4 years ago to be there for Dylan, as well as her other two disabled sons, Dakota and Daniel.
"I used to get very emotional the night before an IEP. My stomach would hurt. I would have butterflies because I just knew that what I wanted to fight for my child, that there was going to be a door slammed in front of me. I feel if I did not have my advocate, we wouldn't be getting what he needs."
District insiders say proposed budget cuts won't touch LA Unified's special ed program. Educators say they'll continue evaluating special needs students case by case and using individual education plans to ensure that special ed kids spend as much time as they can in general ed classrooms. Patricia Nazario, 89.3 KPCC.